I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. With all eyes on Crimea, many have already forgotten about the Winter Olympics in nearby Sochi. Even with the Paralympics about to start, the resort on the Black Sea seems like yesterday's news. That's definitely true in the U.S., and it's the same in much of Russia, according to Yekaterina Kravtsova. She covered the Winter Games for the Moscow Times. We reached her today at a cafe in Moscow.
Well, actually, it seems like Ukraine has completely overshadowed the Olympics, let alone the Paralympic Games. Even if we look at social media feeds, you can see that no one actually speaks about the Olympic Games and the Paralympic Games, only just discussing Ukraine.
What was the mood like in Sochi right before you left?
Well, when I left Sochi, it was the end of February. Athletes to the Paralympic Games started to arrive, and they were, of course, very excited. But Sochi is like, it's not like the rest of Russia, because there people just come for the games.
Right. Sochi's in its own kind of little Sochi bubble.
Yeah, that's true.
And you said nobody's really following the Paralympics now because they're all focused on Ukraine.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, in Sochi, during the last week of the games, most journalists left Sochi and went to Ukraine. But when speaking to visitors, to tourists in Sochi, they were still excited about the end of the games, the closing ceremony, the medal counts. But those who came to cover the Olympics, they were not very interested in them anymore.
How would you describe Russia's image right now? I mean, we saw the new Russia, the world saw the new Russia. What do you think of Russia's image right now?
I would say that probably even Olympics just could not completely change the Russia's image in minds of people all over the world. I mean, journalists coming just first time in Russia to work here, they see it as something extraordinary, something unlike probably stable countries in the West. So yeah, they see Russia as a not very stable country where you never know what's going to happen in a week or month, let alone a year.
Are you also hearing the same thing from your family and friends in Russia?
Yeah, probably. I mean, everyone understands that world doesn't completely understand what Russia is right now. I mean, most of my friends, they don't support the Russian government. Probably in this, they are very close to perception of Western people of Russia.
But so, what you're saying is interesting, because you're suggesting that you know, a lot of Russians are beginning to feel like Western media, that this is a country they don't understand. Do you feel like you understand what Russia is today?
I just don't understand who is the Russian government. I mean, people in Russia were like joking probably that they are ashamed that we have such a government here which can use force against Ukraine, because Ukraine is culturally and historically a very close country to Russia. I mean, lots of people in Russia have friends or family there, and they travel there pretty much. And yeah, they were really ashamed of decision of its government.
What have people told you?
I think people were really scared. When the upper house of the Russian government, Federation Council, approved Putin's decision to use force against Ukraine, everyone was talking like, we don't want war. It is reality. I mean, there could be war. And there was several demonstrations in Moscow, but police was acting very aggressively. Lots of people were arrested, and there also actually was demonstration like to support war, which is interesting, and more people came there.
What are people in Russia most worried about right now?
I think that people are most worried about their well-being. They don't want the economy to crash completely, the currency to raise. And I talked to lots of people, and I think that the state of economy is what concerns them most of all right now.
Yekaterina Kravtsova with the Moscow Times. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks.